继续来谈这个灵界辩证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue the discernment in the spiritual realm.
我们刚刚谈到第一个，就是与我们一样的圣灵原则。
And just now we spoke about the first principle of discerning the Holy Spirit, which is the just as we have principle.
这个是跟就是现在基督教界比较有关系的。
And this is the principle that has more relations with the current Christianity.
那第二个原则。
Second principle.
我们看约翰一书四章。
First John chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身的来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。第三节，凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神。这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。啊，那个第四节，小子们，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为在那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以认世界的是世人也听从他们。第六节，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。这是第二个原则。
And this is the second principle.
这讲起来很，有人会感觉很不舒服，因为这个第二个原则是听从我们的原则。
And the second principle, some people may not like it as much because it is referred to as the listening to us principle.
听从我们。
To listen to us.
听从我们跟不听从我们，用这个来判断是真理的灵或是妄谬的灵。
And we use whether or not the Spirit listens to us or not to discern whether this is the Spirit of truth or Spirit of error.
那现在要来肯定的是我们是谁啊？
And so now we have to say, who is this us?
是我们两个吗？
Is it just us two?
我们三个吗？
Or the three of us?
是谁？因为这是很决定性的一个辨别。
And because this is a very this determines what it means.
在当时呢，以约翰为主的，他所代表是当时正统的五旬节降下圣灵之后所设立的属神的教会。
And John, at that time, he was referring to the traditional church that was established through the descension of the Holy Spirit during the day of Pentecost.
对，这是那我们就是以他。为代表的那个纯正的教会。
And so us refers to what he symbolizes, which is the true church.
我们来看这个约翰，约翰二书。
Let's turn to Second John.
约翰二书。
Second John.
约翰二书比较短了哈。
Second John is a pretty short book.
在这里很。从第一节之下我们看到的是真理很重要。
And so from verse 1 onwards, we see that truth is very important.
第一节对不对？
Verse 1.
也是一切知道真理的人，真理之人所爱的。第二节，爱你们是为真理的缘故。那第三节。
Verse
3. 就是恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和他耶稣基督在真理和爱心上跟我们同在。所以我们讲那个约翰讲爱，其实真理在爱之上，爱跟真理要结合在一起，真理跟爱要结合在一起。你没有真理的爱，那不是爱了。
And so when John talks about love, he's not talking just about love, but it is rather truth and love combined as one. Because where there is love and no truth, there really is no love.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
要遵行真理的，要遵行真理。
Walking in truth.
好，那再接下来你看。接下来就是有一些敌基督的来了。
And continuing on, we see some antichrist.
第八节。
Verse 8.
要小心了，不要失去你们所做的工啊。
Do not lose those things which we have worked for.
我们在教会做工啊。
We do work in the church.
你很有爱心哦。
We have great love.
爱心很大。
We have a lot of love.
抛头颅洒热血。但是你真理如果没有失掉了。
But then if we lose the truth.
都完蛋了。
Then
失掉了。
We lose everything.
所以第二原则是真理原则，真理一定要把握住。
And so the second principle is the principle of truth. We must hold on to the truth.
因为二书他讲得很严重。
And 2 John speaks very strongly on this.
你看第九节。
Verse 9.
凡越过基督教训的不长守就没有神了。
Whoever transgresses and does not abide with the doctrine of the Christ does not have God.
那些人他们可能很热心哦，很奉献哦，但是他们如果超越过了基督的教训，没有真理。 他们以为有神，其实是他们没有神。
These people can be very fervent, they offer a lot, but if they have transgressed and does not abide with the doctrine of Christ, they think they have God, but they don't.
那这种人要小心。
So we must be careful of these kinds of people. Verse 10.
这很严重的。
This is very severe.
若有人到你们那里不是传这教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安，因为问他安的就在他的恶行上有份。你沾到这样的，你就好像沾到那个。 那什么黑死病一样会死啊。
And so when you have touched on this, it's like you have touched on an illness and you will die from this illness.
你现在会讲说怎么没有那么没有爱心。
And so you say right now, how come nobody has love?
好，你有爱心跟他一起死啊。
And if you have love, then go and die with these people.
也是真这样做。 那个不是真爱心哦，小心。
And this is not true love.
这是椅子。那我们看约翰三书。
And let's turn to 3 John.
约翰三书不一样。
Third John is different.
因为三书其中有一个怎么样？这我们都很熟悉的，就是有一个叫做那个丢特菲的。And
this is something we're all very familiar with. In Third John, there is a man named Diotrephus.
这个人可能没有爱心哦。This
person perhaps does not have love.
不接待人哦。He
does not receive people.
自高好大。And
he loves to have preeminence among us.
哦，你念就知道第十节。Verse
10.
有些传道人去了，他不但不接待他，并且有了要接待他，还怎么样？把他赶出去教会。
And so when there are ministers who come, he doesn't receive them, and those who receive them, he wants to cast them out of the church.
这种人，约翰三书的这种人，可能比二书的人更坏。
And so the person referred to in 3 John is perhaps worse than the person in 2 John.
我讲的是在道德上，就是跟人接触，约翰二书的这些敌基督可能很有爱心。 很奉献，很会接待人。Now
speaking morally, these people in 2 John, these antichrists, they have great love, they have great compassion.
那第三章这种人呢，是教会里面的，不能说败类啦，就是掌权者，并且恶的掌权者。And
what 3 John refers to are people who are within the church, and these are people who like to control.
不接待人。And
they don't like to receive others.
自立门户。And 自己。 自己好像独立，自立一个门户，自立一个派别，分争结党。
They think that they are the head of their own little sect.
这种人可能把教会搞得乱七八糟。
These are people who will destroy the church.
约翰没有说把这种人赶出去。
And John does not say to cast these people away.
他怎么样呢？
What does he say?
他说：“弟兄啊，不要效法恶了，只要效法善。”
He says, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Don't be like this man."
那个什么？ 丢特会这个人呢？
And as far as Diotrephus, this person,
第九节最后面，他这个好为首了。
He loves to have preeminence among us.
那去呢？他说：“我若去，必要提说他所行的事。”
He says, "If I come, I will call to his mind his deeds which he does."
并且他还骂我们呢。
And he also scolds us.
只是这样子而已，只是去那边要讲讲说他错了。
And all he's saying is that when I go there, I'm going to tell him that he was wrong.
如果以常人来讲，应该第十那个约翰三书这个人更可恶啊。
And normally speaking, this person in 3 John should be worse.
但是我们不是说约翰三书的这个人不可恶，是可恶，但是呢，二书的那个人比这个人怎么样，更要小心。
And we're not saying that this person in 3 John is a good person. He is actually bad. But we need to be more careful of the person referred to in 2 John.
这就是什么真理原则。
And so this is the principle of truth.
我们第一个原则我们已经确立了，我们这耶稣教会有纯正的应许的圣灵。
And the first principle we've already established, which is that the true Jesus Church has the true promised Holy Spirit.
那接下来我们真的有得救的福音。
And then continuing on, we have the true gospel of salvation.
我们得救福音是什么？
And what is the gospel of salvation?
怎么样来，这耶稣教会的根基是什么？
And so what is the foundation of the true Jesus Church?
那我们平常所讲的真理、圣灵、神迹、奇事呢？
And of course, we often say the truth, the Holy Spirit, and miracles and wonders.
那我们的真理是什么？
But what is our truth?
就是得救的真理了。
And it's the truth of salvation.
我们现在我们教会是把它 归纳成十大信条嘛，对不对？
And so now our church, we have the 10 basic beliefs.
如果我们在非洲洗礼哈，十大信条要背的。
And if you are getting baptized in Africa, you have to memorize all 10 of the beliefs.
去年第一次呢，有一个传道叫陈天九，跟我第一次去东非，那我们在洗礼都要叫他们背十大信条，说，哎呦，这样子我们那个英国那些教会的信徒跟一般人被赶出去了。
And so last year when I went with a co-worker in Africa, and before baptism we told them that they have to recite the 10 basic beliefs, and this co-worker said that then all the members in England church will be cast out.
我们十大信条都知道嘛，哈。
We all know our 10 basic beliefs.
这一定知道，不用问你们嘛，是不是？
And this is something we most definitely know, we don't have to ask you.
不只是知道，并且要真的很深入。
And it's not that we just know of them, but we have to have a deep understanding of them.
如果你遇到那个今天早上不是林传道在讲吗？台湾有什么神学研究班吗
？And so, this morning, Preacher Lin was talking about the truth research class in Taiwan.
我跟他们一起学习三个月。
And I studied with them for 3 months.
之后你，现在你问他们，我说这一教会跟那个，如果要以这一教会的基础走出一条路，以什么为基础？每个人的标准单是十大信条、五大教义。
And so now, if you ask any one of them,
刚开始他们不会这样答的，他们已经想说要怎么样努力，怎么。
You ask them, what is the foundation of the true Jesus Church? And now they will all say that it is the 10 basic beliefs, and before they would have just made a hazardous guess.
但是在我们的那个信条跟那个教义里面还是有很多值得再去理，不是说理解，就是在扩张的这个空间了。但是那个 foundation 已经立了，你若改的话，这些教不成这些教会了。
So now the foundation has already been laid with the 10 basic beliefs, and there's more space for us to go and expound upon it, but this is the foundation.
所以要辨别诸灵，要听从我们。
And so to discern between the spirits, it's the one that listens to us.
就是听从神给我们这一处教会的这个根基。
Which is the one that listens to the foundation that God has given to the true Jesus Church.
这我们是指整体的教会，而不是几个人的，或是我们这一班的。这样的一个我们。
And so this us refers to the church as a whole, not as just a group of people or perhaps just this class.
那这两个一定要合起来。
And these two must be combined into one.
当然在这个当中我们会问很多问题啊。
And of course we'll ask a lot of questions within this.
哪里的好远的地方一个基督徒很热心并且怎么样他不会得救吗？
And so we'll ask, well, what if this person from somewhere far away and they're very fervent, will they not be saved?
你怎么晓得谁谁谁在很远的地方他们没有像我们这些教会一样的呢？
And how do you know that there's not another church that's very far away that is just the same as the true Jesus Church?
这是假设了。
And these are all what ifs.
所以我们有讲过耶稣的身体只有一个。
We said this before, the church, the body of Christ is just one.
所以耶稣自己 confused 了。
And unless Jesus Christ himself is confused,
不然他不会一个人变两身啊。
Then he will not have two bodies.
我前面讲过，在这个时空里面，从晚雨降临之后一直到末世，只能一个教会。
And so I've said this that during the time after the latter rain until the end days, there is only one church.
那既然这个名字叫真耶稣教会，那真耶稣就是唯一的教会。
And since the name of this church is True Jesus Church, then True Jesus Church is the only true church.
好，那在真耶稣教会里面有应许的圣灵，还有。得救的真理。
And within the true Jesus Church, there is the promised Holy Spirit, and there is the salvation of truth.
所以这是也是我们有那个有谈过在提摩太后书四章那边所讲的，神的根基立定了。
And so it's said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that the foundation of Jesus Christ is established.
就是神的圣灵跟真理。
Which is the Holy Spirit and the truth.
好，那这个是一个判断的一个法则，圣经的法则。
And this is a way, this is a principle in discerning the spiritual realm.
这是从上往下的。
And so this is from a top-down point of view.
这两个法则绝对不会变的。
And these two principles will never change.
那个，1998年的时候。
And in 1998.
我们在肯亚遇到了一批人。
And in Kenya, we met up with a group of people.
其实是他们遇到我们了。
And actually, they ran into us.
因为他们是很有热心在传福音呢。
Because they were very fervently preaching the gospel.
那他就传到他们挨家挨家传到我们教会的一个弟兄家。
And so they went door to door preaching, and then they went to the house of one of our church members.
嗯，他说他们是唯一的教会。
And they were saying that we are the one true church.
嗯，那 那我们的那个信徒说，哎，我们也是啊。
And so I remember saying, oh, so are we.
那就王建龙就死棋了嘛，对不对
？And so.
就玩那个象棋。
Oh, and so in chess.
Chess.
When it's checkmate.
King 碰 king 就死了。
So when the king faces the king, you're dead.
那是这样子来的。
So this is how they came about.
那他们的传道就跟我们传道，他们守安息日啊。
And so their pastor preached to us, saying that they keep the Sabbath.
他们守的安息日不是那个安息日会的安息日，是在恩典下的安息日。
And the Sabbath that they keep is not the Sabbath of the Seventh-day Adventists, but it's the Sabbath under grace.
我们信徒说，我们也是啊。
And so our members said that we do too.
他们说他们求圣灵啊。
And they say they pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们信徒说，我们也有啊。
And then the member said, we do too.
他们说他们也洗礼啊。
They say we baptize.
他是向我们的信徒传了、
啊。And so he was preaching to our member.
他说他们是在大水里面呢、啊。
And they say that they go to living water.
面向下。
And they face down.
我们信徒差点晕倒啊。
And then so our member almost fainted.
因为我曾经跟他们说，我走遍很多地方，我没有看过一个教派面向下洗礼的。
Because once I had told them that
I've
gone through, I've gone through this whole world.
是啊，
丽丽
也一直说我有讲过，对，我以前讲过。
I've never met another church who baptizes facing down, and I've said this before.
那他说我们传道讲错了。
So he says, well, then my pastor said the wrong thing.
但是我讲是我看过的，我还有很多没看到。
But what I said was that what I had seen and not what I hadn't seen. I haven't seen a lot of things.
是不是？我是有楼梯可以下的啦。
So there's still a place for me to step down.
那信徒也是很怪啦，他们是真的面向下。
And so this member was wondering, these people truly baptized.
也是奉耶稣的名啊。
And they baptized the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们信徒也奇怪。
And so this our member was confused.
他们也是有神迹奇事喽，他们也是有病的都医病啦。
They also have miracles and wonders, and they're healed of their sickness.
他们也办圣餐。
They also have Holy Communion.
他们圣餐也是用无酵饼。
And their Holy Communion is also unleavened bread.
他们的无酵饼，他们在非洲他们叫 chapati 就是。
And then unleavened bread.
Chapati 就是面粉弄那个，像烤一烤，不加酵的。
Unleavened bread in Africa is called chapati.
那他们不用酒啊。
And they don't use wine.
他们用那个一种红的红梅去弄的汁。
And instead they just use this seed from a plum.
一种 berry、
oh, some berry、
那个他们有洗脚礼，不然他们有洗脚，
they have foot washing。
那我们信徒说跟我们都很像、哦、
and so the member said this is very similar to us，
你们也是独一，我们独一，
you're the only one， we're the only ones。
他说那我们传道人会来，就是他们所讲的我们那个 missionary 会来，那个你去找他们看怎么办。
And so the member said then our missionaries will come, and so when they come then you can talk to them, see what happened.
他们的主教就来了。
And then so their missionary person came.
他们的主教 bishop、
oh, their bishop came.
他们自称的 bishop 来。
And this is what they consider their bishop.
在非洲有趣就是他们在那边传道，如果你开始出来传，你传了差不多有三四十个人，你就是一个教会，那你就说我是 pastor， 自己说我是 pastor。
And so in Africa what happens when you go out and preach the gospel, if you preach to about 30 or 40 people, then you establish a church, and then you consider yourself the pastor of the church。
那如果你能力很强，你又再去设一个教会。
And then if you have great power and you go and establish yet another church。
那你这个教会就 ordain 一个 pastor 来当 pastor。
And then so you can ordain somebody else to be the pastor of this church.
那你就变成那个什么 senior pastor 了。
And then you become the senior pastor.
那如果你有超过三间以上会教会的。
And then if you have more than three churches under you.
哇，你叫 bishop.
Then you become the bishop.
是真的，他是 bishop.
And so this was a bishop.
在那个时候他自己讲他差不多十间教会。
And so he told me that he had about 10 churches.
好了，他就来了。
And so he came.
那他就请我到他们教会去了。
And so they invited me to their church.
那我去呢，因为我学乖了，我去就不刚开始不讲道。
And so when I first went there, I didn't say anything.
因为我被骗过一次。
Because I have been cheated once.
有一次人家说，哎，来讲道。
And so once one time somebody told me to come and preach.
我那时候刚去非洲，不错嘛，人家教派请你去讲，好机会哦。
And so that was my first time to Africa. America, and these people invite you to come speak. This is a great opportunity.
我开始讲。
And so I started preaching.
讲得满头大汗，因为天气热，不是用力的关系啊。
And I was preaching. I was sweating because it was so hot there.
好，讲完了。
And so after I spoke,
他们就奉献嘛，哈。
And they offered.
那个奉献就是到前面来啊，拍拍手啊，打打鼓奉献的。
And so they pass the offering box around. You clap your hands and they beat the drums.
那奉献完，他们就走了，人很多。
And so after they offer, then the people leave, and there's lots of people.
那我好奇就是。
And so I was very curious.
那他奉献完说，那个牧师就拿那个钱就祝谢嘛，啊，感谢神啊，你的钱要归给你，这样子是不是？
And then so after they get all the offering, then the pastor will take the money and they bless the money and say thank you for the offering.
那完了之后，信徒就走了。
And so after that, all the members left.
一个一个走完了。
And so they were all gone.
剩下那个牧师。
And it was just the pastor left.
因为他就把那个钱哈。就把它叠好叠好叠好然后就放在口袋里面
and so he just took the money and he started stacking them up and then they just all of a sudden put it in his pocket
我说怎么你们没有人收钱怎么你收
and I said well why is it that nobody else is taking the money just you
他说这一堂讲道是我讲的就是他讲的了他是我讲的
and so he said that this sermon was led by me
那谁讲道谁收钱
and so whoever speaks the sermon they get to collect the money
那因为他说，因为我晓得你们是外国来的，比较号召力，所以请你来讲，所以人比较多，也有一点比较有钱的人会来，所以奉献比较多。那我也晓得你们白人不收这个钱，所以请你来。
他
很老实讲啊。
So he very plainly told me that the reason why I invited you is because you're from overseas, and if you come, then more people will come, more rich people will come, they'll offer more, and since you don't take the money, then I get more money.
我说。哇，兄弟啊，你把我当成摇钱树啊
！So I said that, dear brother, you've used me as a way to earn your money.
我讲到你收钱。
I speak and you collect the money.
从那次之后，有人请我去别的去他们会堂讲道，哇，再不去了。
And so from then on, anybody else who invites me to their church to speak, I no longer go.
因为他们都是有目的的。
Because they all have a purpose, a motive.
因为我还有另外一次讲。讲的实在是讲两三个小时哦，很用力的，真的是。天气热不是用力啊。
So it was very hot.
汗流满面，但是呢，一个都没有。
And I was just sweating like crazy.
所以。
Not even one.
所以我就去他那个，就是那个说他唯一得救真教会那个bishop 的他的教会去了。
And so I went to the church of the bishop who said that they were the one true church.
哇。人也不少
and there were quite a few people there
那他们是这样子、哦、比如说他讲台是这样对不对
and so for example this is their pulpit
那他们后面有椅子 bishop 的、啊、他们的 pastor 坐后面嘛
and so they have chairs behind it and these are the chairs for the bishop and the pastors
我上去奇怪人站我屁股后面真是不舒服
so when I stood up here I felt very strange there was somebody behind me
他们是用 bench 的，就是一条长板凳的嘛。
And so they sit in benches.
那怎么办？哎呀，我就跑到最后面去。
And so I went straight to the back.
我向我转。
And so I said, turn towards me.
他脚一跨就过去了嘛。
And so when they just have to cross over, and they're sitting on the other side of the bench.
我讲，其实我讲到很少用讲台的了。
And when I speak, I rarely use this podium.
所以后最后面的人变前面了。
And so the people who were sitting in the back became people sitting in the front.
这些必修就最后面了。
And the bishops became the people sitting way in the back.
我说在先的就在后了。
And I said the first shall be last.
那是也蛮有趣的，那是非洲人比较好玩，就是他们也很就是。在希望就可能这样，你可能会被打。
It was quite interesting. The Africans, they humor you, and perhaps if you do it over here, they'll kick you out.
那我去了之后，我就听他们。
So when I got there, I just listened to them.
就他们有一个大黑板，我就一直问他们呢，他们信什么，做什么。
And so they have the big board, and I kept asking them, what do they believe and what do they do?
刚开始我讲的，我现在也是不信啊。我说除了正式教会之外，怎么会有启示在外面？
And so,
我绝对不会信，因为从小人家叫我，我是这样相信。
And so they kept saying this, but at first I was just thinking that there's no way that there is another church outside of the True Jesus Church because this is something I've been taught since youth.
我何况我自己又传道。
And I too am a pastor.
是不是？他们那个说他们得到什么启示，什么什么启示是
？And so they kept saying what kind of revelation they received.
那一点我很头痛的就是他们面向下说他们是启示的。
And then one thing that got to me was that they said that facing down during baptism was a revelation.
因为我讲过, 从来没看过, 也没听过,
because this is something I had never seen and never heard. And so I was wondering, how could I meet up with these kinds of people?
我想说他们是听在哪里看到我们的那个, 小册, 然后是听到我们讲什么, 就编上来,
and I thought that perhaps that they had seen one of our pamphlets or they had seen it somewhere else and then they just weaved it into their teachings. But it was the bishop that said that he received this revelation.
我说怎么启示?
I said, what kind of revelation did you get?
他说他看到那个, 因为福音19章30节,
and he says he saw John chapter 19 verse 30.
哇, 我快晕倒, 因为我是用那一节,
and I almost fainted because that's the same verse I use.
那我还是不信啊,
but I still didn't believe him.
幸好非洲人聚会不是一下就到的。
And so a good thing was that when they have service in Africa, they don't just...
不是一下子马上全部人来,
it isn't that everybody comes at the same time.
9点聚会可能到11点还有会有人来,
and so if you come at 9 o'clock, if the service starts at 9, then 11 o'clock people are still trickling in.
因为我不信啊,
and because I didn't believe
那问他们那些人,
them. And so I asked those people.
他们都说是面向下洗礼的,
and they all say that we've baptized facing down.
就是跟我们一样啊,
and so it's just like us.
我说在哪里?
I said, where do you baptize?
他们说一定他们也在那个流动的水里面。
They say that we definitely baptize in living water.
那我就到最后把那个门哦, 把那些人就, 不准他们出去, 把门封起来, 来的人站在外面, 并且保持距离, 不要让他们传出去, 说有人在问说, 面向上面向下, 对不对?
And so afterwards, I just closed the door.
在非洲才可以, 这不行。
I couldn't let people in and out. This is only something you can do in Africa, not here.
来一个问一个。
And so each one of them,
远远的就抓了, 就问了,
I didn't want them to talk to each other. So when they were far away, I just asked them.
那是真的每个人都是这样子,
and everybody answered, it was so.
那你怎么办?
And so what do you do?
从那时候我在想, 哎, 神若启示给他们也无所谓了。
And so from then on, I thought that perhaps if God gave them this revelation, then it's okay too.
但接下来是不一样的。
But then it was different later on.
我听完他们之后,
and so after I listened to them,
其实他们不完全,
they are not complete.
那接下来换我们讲,
and so it was our turn to speak.
讲完之后,
and after we spoke,
讲, 我们讲完之后, 他们就说要求圣灵,
and so after we spoke, they said that they want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
第四祷告之后,
and so after the first prayer,
他们那个主教, 就得到圣灵,
and the bishop received the Holy Spirit.
他看到亮光,
and he saw a glorious light.
他起来就说, 他们没有得, 以前都没有得到圣灵,
and so he got up and he said that before they never had the Holy Spirit.
他们得的圣灵跟我们不一样,
the Holy Spirit that they received is different from ours.
他们是感动的灵,
they received the movement of the Holy Spirit.
不可否认他们有被圣灵感动,
and we cannot deny that they were touched by the Holy Spirit.
因为他们有一些得真理的启示也是真的,
and it is true that some of the revelation of the truth,
因为跟我们一样,
because it was the same as ours.
但是不是全备的,
but it was not complete.
他们没有应许的圣灵,
they did not have the promised Holy Spirit.
所以他们的洗礼, 没有, 就是当然是没有功效的,
then of course their baptism has no effect.
并且他们洗脚, 他们只是, 就是, 没有洗脚典礼, 他们有洗脚的这个, 爱心的这个施行洗脚,
and for foot washing,
彼此洗脚,
it is a mutual foot washing, and it's not the foot washing of sacrament.
他们不把它当成是一个典礼,
because they don't consider this as a sacrament.
当然他们没有用葡萄汁啊, 是用那个红梅,
and of course they also don't use the grape juice, instead they use the juice from this berry.
那安息日跟我们完全一样,
and then the Sabbath was exactly the same.
他们守得很严哦,
and they observe
那,
it very strictly,
嗯,
during that time.
就是他们真的有守安息日,
and so they truly observe the Sabbath.
他们还有十一奉献,
and they also offer tithes.
那精神不错,
and they have a good spirit.
我看他们十一奉献哦, 那个什么, 鸡啊, 羊啊, 或是什么东西都抓来, 所以现在有一些教会, 自己都有养鸡养羊, 还有养牛, 就是信徒奉献的, 十分之一,
and so they'll actually offer their tithes with their chicken or their cows, and now some of the churches, they own their own chickens and cows because they were offerings by members.
那我们跟他们打完之后,
and so after we discussed with them,
他马上说, 他们不是独一的真教会了,
sorry, after we prayed with them, then they immediately said that they are not the true church.
他听完我们的道理, 跟我们一起聚会之后, 他们说, 他们要, 全部要洗礼,
and so after they searched the scriptures with us, they said that they want to be baptized too.
当然我们没有跟他们洗礼就是了,
and we didn't baptize them yet.
我们就是还要等等一下就是,
we still need to wait a bit.
那我们就跑去他们的所有的教会去。
And so we went to every single one of their churches.
那跟他们有关系还有几个主教。
And then there's, they also have relations with other bishops.
接下来就很难了。
And so this was very difficult.
因为他要来接受洗礼，主教变成信徒。
And because this bishop was to be baptized, and this bishop would become a member again.
在那边当主教很威风啊。
And it's a glorious thing to be a bishop there.
可以坐大位。
You can sit in the great seat.
他收十分之一。
And he receives the the tithes.
真的十分之一是他拿去了。
And the tithe is he pockets it.
那不给的话，有时候还讲一些威胁的话，对不对？
And so if you don't
你偷取了神的东西，那你就吓坏了，赶快拿来。
And so if you don't offer tithe, then they rebuke you, saying you've robbed God, and then they get frightened and they offer it.
如果以正常的勉励，这是对的，讲神的话。
And so, if we just use this as an encouragement, this is good because you're speaking the words of God.
那如果你把这个当成什么样敛财的这个工具的话，你就把神当什么？当挡箭牌，当神，把神当成那个稻草人来吓唬人。
And so,
所以那些小鸟就被你吓坏了。
And but then if you're using this just for your own personal gain, and then you're using God as more a scary mask, and then you're scaring these people to get money.
那我讲这个事，告诉我们。
And so I say this just to tell us.
你无论遇到哪个教派或是哪一个宗道理，他们说怎么样的启示。你也不用去讲什么。
And so whatever religion, whatever denomination you meet with, and they speak of any kind of revelation they've received, you don't have to say anything in return.
但是绝对对的。
But what is most absolutely true?
圣耶稣教会是有应许圣灵的教会。
It is that the true Jesus Church has the promised Holy Spirit.
有完全得救的福音。
And we also have the complete truth of salvation.
这是末世。唯一得救的教会。
And this is the one true church in the end times.
那其他自有我们同父异母的那些兄弟们，他们得到怎么样的小饼干，或是掉到地上的那些饼碎，他们吃的那个快乐的呼呼大叫，你也不用羡慕啊。
And all of our stepbrothers or sisters with the same father but different mothers, whenever they receive just a piece of cookie or a crumb and they eat and they're joyful, then we don't need to admire them for that.
是不是？不要那么小气啊。
We shouldn't be so stingy.
好，那这就是那个什么灵界辩证的圣经法则。
And so these are the biblical principles in discerning the spiritual realm.
这从上往下的这两个圣经的法则是绝对的。
This is a top-down view, and these two principles are absolute.
因为这是神的真理。
Because this is the truth of God.
这就是绝对的主观。
And this is the absolute objective.
所以有人说，哎，你很主观啊。
And so some people say that you're very objective.
本来说是主观的东西。
And something that is very subjective.
Absolute, 这是很 absolute.
This
绝对的 absolute 那个。
When people say that you're just being so absolute.
那但是我们不是 absolute, 我们人不是 absolute.
But it is not us as people that we are absolute.
我们是客观，我们只是接受这个绝对的主观而已。
And we are just people who are accepting this absolute.
所以要小心就是了。
And so we need to pay attention to this. Be careful.
那接下来我们来看这些圣经灵界辩证当中一些例子。
And so continuing on, we look at some biblical examples of discerning the spirit.
我们第一个先来看那个始祖。
And so the first is that we'll look at our forefather.
因为这我们在平常的讲道上面我们都听过很多，并且我们自己也可能都讲过了哈。
And this is something that we've heard many times, and perhaps we've even spoken on this ourselves.
那这里要强调说是撒旦来迷惑这个列祖，
那
那个始祖。
Here, Satan has deceived our forefather.
他是用蛇。
And he used a snake.
蛇是神创造的。
Snake is also created by God.
并且说神造的一切都好，所以这个好应该包括蛇啊。
And it is said that everything that God made is good, and so good includes the snake.
撒旦利用神所造的美好的之一的蛇来引诱夏娃。
And so Satan utilized the creature of God's good creation, the snake, one of the creatures, and to deceive Eve.
如果神在创造万物的时候，
And if God was creating everything,
神在蛇的脖子上面，神有没有脖子？
And so on the neck of a snake, does a snake have a neck?
尾巴好了。
So we'll just say their tail.
绑一个牌子说坏蛋。
And then he put on the sign on the back and said that this is a bad kid.
那蛇跑去跟那个夏娃讲的时候，夏娃一看，哎，坏蛋，不要讲。
And then if the snake went to talk to Eve, and then Eve saw the sign that says bad kid, then she won't talk to him.
没有啊。
But there wasn't this thing.
并且这个蛇，神所造甚好之一的蛇呢，它是用渐进性的正义的混乱。
And so this good creation of God, this snake, he just gradually caused the confusion.
他不是一下子迷惑的。
He didn't do it just all of a sudden.
一点一点，我们看那过程嘛，对不对？
And we can take a look at the progression.
这个是魔鬼很厉害的一个地方。
And this is also somewhere that Satan is very crafty in.
用正义混乱。
And he creates confusion of the truth.
用渐进性的。
And he does it gradually.
这条蛇在哪里？
Where is the snake?
对，在伊甸园里面呢。
It's in the Garden of Eden.
他们不是说他们那个亚当夏娃他们好奇好玩，野性大发，跑出去伊甸园外被迷惑了，不是。
Wasn't it Adam and Eve just wanted to go out and play, and they went outside of the Garden of Eden and was deceived outside?
他是在伊甸园里面被迷惑的。
They were deceived within the Garden of Eden.
所以这让我们更小心就是了。
So this causes us to be even more careful.
在神所造的伊甸，所设立的伊甸园。
And it was within the Garden of Eden that God had established.
在神人会面的伊甸园。
And it was the Garden of Eden for the Son of Man, Son of God.
魔鬼利用这个神造的甚好之一的蛇。
And so Satan used one of the good creations of God, the snake.
撒旦来迷惑，是不是撒旦自己讲一套道理啊？
And when Satan came to deceive, did Satan just come up and just say a sermon himself?
是不是？不是。
Does he do this? He doesn't.
他用神的话来迷惑亚当夏娃的。
Satan uses the word of God to deceive Adam and Eve.
他还是用神的真理的基础为基础的。
And he also uses the foundation of truth as his foundation.
这是最可怕的。
And this is the scariest part.
说不定什么时候你们为了代祷，说不定什么时候我就变成这样子。
So you must also pray for me.
我是自己在自我检讨啊。我说真的。
This is going to happen to me because we need to examine ourselves daily. Otherwise, this can happen.
如果不警醒的话，倒得最快的可能就是我。
And if we're not careful, then I'm the one who's going to fall the quickest.
这个是，那如果倒的话，实在是，台湾话说“有够无忌惮”了，有够无胆，就是太冤枉了。
And so if we fall, then
所以冤枉就是说。即使你不当传道倒好啊。
This is too unfortunate because it's even better if you were not a pastor.
四笼工上做点小生意也是可以过生活，何必？
And you can just do a little small business on the side.
说我自己在想，顶个大光头到处跑。
So I think I carry this bald head of mine going everywhere.
事实啊。
And this is a fact.
到最后，自己讲说得救得救，自己不得救，真是有个，有个。有够无胆，有够实在是有够冤枉，有够狼狈，有够你世界上有最悲惨就是这样的人。
And so this is if I keep preaching about salvation, and at the end I am not saved, then this is the most pitiful, most pathetic thing in the world.
这让我们想起大那个犹大嘛，对不对？
And this makes us think of Judas.
不要想你听到犹大一出来他就坏蛋吗？
And do you think that Judas was a bad person from the start?
他是在当时上选的人选呐、啊，告诉你。
So he was one of the choicest men among the people at that time.
他曾经有过权柄医病赶鬼。
And at one point, he had the power to cast out demons.
是不是？
And to heal.
耶稣给他们权柄出去两个两个出去，他也其中之一呢。
And Jesus Christ gave him power to go two by two, and he was one of the 12.
他还是高兴的回来说：“神啊，耶稣，你的名字有权柄。”
And he too came back and very joyfully said to Jesus that your name has power.
他还是其中之一啊。
He was one of them.
你不要把每次想到犹大，就是想到他衣服烂烂破破的那个。
Don't
think 不止的，老是躲在后面画，在那个最后晚餐画那个黑黑脸那个人，不是啊。
Don't think of Judas as the person who's always wearing tattered clothes or the one that with the black face in the picture of the Last Supper.
他是很风光的。
He was very.
在耶稣上应该是上千上万的人里面，独挑十二个。
And he was chosen personally by Jesus Christ to be one of the 12 out of thousands, perhaps millions.
耶稣来选我们，也可能选不上我。
And if Jesus came to choose us, then I perhaps would not have been chosen.
是不是？所以他是上选，一时上选。
And so he was one of the choicest men.
那最后主耶稣说：“这种人不活在世上倒好。”
And then at the end, Jesus said of him that it is better that this person never lived on this earth.
耶稣是很痛心的。
And it hurt Jesus very much.
耶稣讲的不是好玩好笑。
And Jesus was saying this not as just a joke.
他带人来卖耶稣，耶稣跟他亲个嘴啊。
When he brought people to come to betray Jesus, he kissed Jesus.
耶稣说，你用这个亲嘴来卖人是吗？
So Jesus said, then do you use a kiss to betray me?
耶稣心是很疼痛的。
And it was hurting Jesus' heart greatly.
在约翰福音13章里面说耶稣什么心里很忧愁。
In John chapter 13, it says that Jesus was sorrowful in his heart.
为什么？
And why?
因为他用最大的爱，爱到底的爱，洗脚的爱，洗脚是爱到底的爱啊。 最后用最后一滴力量，用最后一个机会，也挽回不了这个要卖他人这个心。
Because Jesus used the greatest love, the love to the very end, the love that washed his feet. He used all his strength to try to return this person, but he couldn't.
并且，对不起啊，你少敲10分钟。
Sorry, you are 10 minutes too early.
是不是？因为我注意时间啊。 什么？我是守时间的，我说时间不到，敲错哈。I rang
at the wrong time.
我享受时间，因为我很注意，在10分钟就要把这一段讲完了。
I was paying attention. I have to finish this class in 10 minutes.
我说奇怪。
Speaking about Judas,
Judas 很不客气啊。
And Judas was very polite.
耶稣马上洗过他的脚。
And Jesus just washed his feet.
他举起这个脚。
And he lifted up the same.
马上就踢耶稣啊。
And he kicked Jesus.
我刚刚洗你的脚，你就用这个脚踢我。
I just washed your feet, and now you're using the same feet.
所以圣经说耶稣很忧愁啊。
And so the Bible says that Jesus was sorrowful.
很苦恼。
And it was hurting him.
正确的话是说, 耶稣心里忧愁。
And so the proper verse says that Jesus was sorrowful in his heart.
他不是被踢了痛到很忧愁啊。
He wasn't sorrowful because of the pain and the kick.
他才是用最大的力量要挽回这个失落的心。
Instead, he was using his greatest strength to try to return this lost heart.
在爱里面的忧愁。
And it was a sorrow within love.
如果你有遇到比较强横的孩子的妈妈，你就晓得，这个妈妈实在是气的，要打她，不打也不行，打了要自己要痛。
And so if you
打她自己痛啊，心里痛，不是手痛。
And if you ever meet a mother with a bad kid, you can just see that when the kid is being bad, she wants to hit him, but she's hurting within her own heart.
这样的犹大。
And this was Judas.
他是一路一步一步的被迷惑的。
He too was deceived step by step.
犹大的被迷惑。
And so Judas was deceived.
在第我们这举例第六个。
And this is example number 6.
这是也是一个过程啊。
And this was also a process.
对，约翰福音6章70节，那边说耶稣说你们中间有一个魔鬼。
And in John chapter 6 verse 70, Jesus said that amongst you there is a devil.
12章第六节说是个鬼，是个贼啊。
And chapter 12 verse 6, it says that it was a thief.
13章第二节，魔那个。 撒旦已经把这个卖耶稣的意思，这从心里面的，这灵里面的，把这意思放到他心里面去了。Chapter
13, verse 2, it says that the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus.
耶稣老早就一直在警告他。And
Jesus had already tried to warn him early on.
但是有这意思进来了。But
then this heart was already put, this desire was already put within him.
但是他的卖耶稣的那种恶意是那么强。
But his evil desire to betray Jesus was so great.
甚至他吃了耶稣给他的饼。
He even ate of the bread that Jesus gave to him.
魔鬼就进入他里面。
And the devil entered into him.
他完全的被控制了。
And then he was completely controlled.
所以他就离开那个爱的窝。
And so he left the den of love nest.
我们来看这个约翰福音第13章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
在约翰福音13章，耶稣洗脚那个晚上是一个爱的窝，爱的爱之家。
And the night that Jesus washed the disciples' feet was this nest of love.
耶稣心里烦恼过。
And Jesus was already
忧愁。
Sorrowful in his heart.
爱的门徒在这里也哈、哦、 跟他撒娇过，就是实在是太美的一个图画了。
And so the beloved disciple of Jesus Christ had already painted this wonderful picture for us.
爱的门徒跑到耶稣的怀里。
And this disciple who Jesus loved went to the bosom of Jesus.
那耶稣又跑到父的怀里。
And then Jesus also went to the bosom of the Father.
是不是？约翰福音第一章十八节说，在父怀里的独生子。
And John chapter 1 verse 18, it says that the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
这是爱的，这是最爱的地方。
And this was the place of the greatest love.
那最后呢？
And at the very end,
第三十节
verse 30,
犹大受那点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间呐，他走向黑暗。
It was night. He walked towards darkness.
他这一去就再回不来了。
And he went, and he never returned.
耶稣眼睁睁的看他走出去。
Jesus saw with his own eyes him walking out.
犹大不是外人。
Judas was not an outsider.
犹大是耶稣选的里面的人。
Judas was one of the ones that Jesus picked.
如果是外面的人，那你还比较有怎么讲？情有可原啊。
And so if it was somebody outside, then at least it's okay.
如果卖耶稣的是，或是那个法利赛人，或是文士。
And if it was a scribe or Pharisee who betrayed Jesus.
你会讲说，本来就应该嘛。耶稣骂那个文士、法利赛人骂的那么厉害，祸灾、祸灾、祸灾都是祸在他们头上。当然，他一个反击啊。
And so then you'll say, well, this is most definitely what's supposed to happen. Jesus cursed them so much, saying, "Woe upon your heads!" Then this is just a revenge.
不是啊。
But it wasn't.
卖耶稣的是他，耶稣选的内圈的十二个人。
And one who betrayed Jesus was one of the 12 whom Jesus chose.
犹大喜欢卖耶稣吗？
Did Judas enjoy betraying Jesus?
我们不要以为说犹大生下来就是要卖耶稣的。
We shouldn't think that Judas was born just to betray Jesus.
他在当中也是被迷惑了。
He was deceived at one point too.
魔鬼把这意思放在他心里面。
Because Satan put this desire within his heart.
配合他的个性。
And it fit his personality.
魔鬼就进入到他里面了。
And Satan entered into him.
他也是有过程的。
There is a process.
我们讲说魔鬼厉害，对不对？
We say that Satan is powerful.
你不给魔鬼留地步，魔鬼不会跑进你里面。
But if we don't leave a foothold for Satan to work in, then Satan will not enter into us.
如果魔鬼随时可以跑到我们里面，那我们每个人都死光了。你还活得了啊？
If Satan can enter into us at any point, then we'll all be dead.
魔鬼是有意无时无刻要进到我们里面。
Satan has a desire at any point in time to enter into us.
但是你不要给他机会。
But we should not give it opportunity.
你不要给他留地步。
We should never allow Satan to have a foot.
魔鬼是吼叫的狮子。
And Satan is like a roaring lion.
吼叫狮子不可怕。
And we should not be afraid of this lion.
我们听到吼叫狮子，吓得半死，对不对？
And when we hear a roaring lion, we are so frightened.
不可怕。
We shouldn't be afraid.
为什么？
Why?
用信心抵挡。
And because we use our faith to defend ourselves.
带你在狮子群里面无所谓，他可能如果我是没有在那个时候叫他唱一首新歌。
And so, if I was Daniel was in the den of lions and he wasn't afraid, and I probably would have told him to sing to me.
不可怕。
And you cannot be afraid.
火叫狮子是寻找可吃的人，对不对？
The roaring lion goes about looking for people.
你不可吃就不可怕嘛。
If you can't be eaten, then you shouldn't be afraid.
你可吃那就可怕了。
And if you can be eaten, then you should be afraid.
所以不要，不是恐共症，恐魔鬼症。
And so it is a.
听到魔鬼就吓得半死。
And so you're just afraid, you're very afraid of Satan.
以前不是恐什么症，恐什么症吗？怕什么症，怕什么症？
Oh, it's a phobia. It's a kind of phobia, Satan phobia.
不用。但是要小心，就是我们不要给他留地步。
We need to pay attention not to leave foothold for Satan to work.
那接下来第二、第三、第四。
And examples 2, 3, and 4.
就是在这个，我们如果有空自己看一下。
And if we have time, we should look at these ourselves.
接下来三二三四这个例子是，就是神先知本身自己的 confuse.
And examples 2, 3, and 4 refer.
三四了哈。
Sorry, examples 3 and 4 are the prophets of God themselves were confused.
那因为这个故事比较长一点哦。
Because these are longer stories.
如果不先看的话，可能你或是我只是提重点了哈。
So I just raise up the main points.
那第五就是神的一个判决。
And so, in example 5, it is.
那我们下一堂就是把二三四五看一下哈。那第七、第八、第九，如果有时候看一下，那没有的话，我想不是介绍了，我就是把 好像现在全世界在灵界里面比较广泛的就是法轮功嘛，是不是？你们不要看了、哦，如果我都是这样子哦，我看的死活该，如果你看的死，不要找我。
And so right now in the spiritual, within spiritual realm, there is this book, and this book.
法轮功呢？不是，我是下一节要讲这个了。
My next class, I will be talking about this book.
那我是先向你讲这样子了。我是很不负责任的传道，我是说真的。
I'm speaking this to you, and if you die, if you need it and you die, then it's your problem, not mine.
对信徒哈，你念什么，你不要说啊，他传道念什么你就念什么。
And so, as a member, you cannot just say that whatever the preacher reads, I'm going to read too.
当然，传道念什么。传道我有时候会介绍他们念什么，就是神学生了、啊。我会跟他们讲，你死活该，因为你谁叫你当传道，死活该。
And so whenever I have theological students, I'll tell them that they can read this too. But if they read it and they die, then I'll say, well, it's your fault.
但信徒
shouldn't have been a pastor.
不要看。
But as members, you should not read this book.
如果你自己偷看的话
，But if you go and secretly read this book,
有问题马上反应啊。
And if you have any questions, then you need to
immediately ask them. 如果你偷看的死了，那我负担不起啊。
But if you read this book and you die, then I can't take on the responsibility.
懂意思吗？
Do you understand?
那同心莫打。
Let's pray in silence.